When it comes to a company's bottom line, diversity matters. Over the last couple of years on The Next Idea, we've discussed with our partner Jeff DeGraff and others about the importance of diversity in all its forms when it comes to finding true innovations, the kind that change lives and grow businesses. And our next guests show that this emphasis on diversity is not just because it's politically correct or some kumbaya message that we should all get along. Last weekend, with DeGraff's guidance, the second Lear Open Innovation Challenge got into full swing with pitch competitions from teams of college students in Michigan vying for internships and prizes. Now, the reason that Lear Corporation, which we remind you is a leading Tier 1 auto parts supplier, is holding a second Innovation Challenge is because the first one was such a surprising and resounding success. Here with us now are two members of that first winning team. Salem Maarouf is an engineering student at Wayne State University. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
And Brandon Dix is studying engineering at U of M Dearborn. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you. This is very exciting.
And with us is Bob Humphrey. He's Director of Global Innovation Management at Lear Corporation. Bob, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Why, Bob, did Lear decide to do this challenge with undergraduates? I mean, Lear is an $18 billion company of 140,000 employees. Why was this worth Lear's time and effort?
Yeah, so innovation to us is about an ecosystem. So it's not just internally. There's a bunch of external portions to that as well. And the big value we see in it is our teams, because we do the same thing on a daily basis, we get stuck in these paradigms, these constraints that may or may not exist. By bringing in university students of multiple levels, they don't see those same constraints. They don't know what can't be done.
They have fresh eyes.
Exactly. So they're able to help us get past those items that we're just assuming can't happen.
So that old thing about you can't see the forest for the trees.
Absolutely.
What were your expectations going in? I'm wondering if you had any doubts, any concerns.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I didn't know what to expect. But I did have some doubts based on how technical the challenge was that we gave the students. We really dug into something that our teams had been working on for some time and developed some expertise on. So I wasn't sure if they'd be able to pick it up in such a short time period.
All right. I know there are some proprietary issues here in terms of just how specific you can get. But what was basically the problem that you were looking to solve?
Yeah. So we challenged them with, in general terms, reducing the size and weight of today's electrical distribution systems. We all know electrical content in cars is growing and continues to grow based on feature content and safety content. So we're looking at ways at minimizing that growth so we can stay within the same vehicle package.
Vehicle package size is not going to change.
No, it's not. And we have less and less room. That's high priority space in there. So we need to keep our package to a minimum.
So this is something that Lear has been chipping away at and digging into.
Absolutely. This wasn't made up just for the challenge. This is something that's very important to us.
So two students who made it all the way through the challenge are with us now. Salem Maarouf, walk us through the process, starting with the workshop at the beginning.
All right. So the Innovation Challenge hosted by Lear was a two-day event initially. So the first day, we were first divided by colors. So there was four colors, red, blue, green, and yellow. Each of us was actually assigned a color. Brandon was blue, and I myself was red. We were going through a bunch of educational presentations about what Lear does, what they do with the seating, and what they do electrical-wise. And we focused in on the electrical systems specifically because that's what our challenge was related to. And towards the end, we mainly just looked at the presentations and tried to learn from there, like what we could do for that challenge.
So you started off basically with some grounding in this is
yeah.
Lear and this is the problem.
Exactly, because some of us didn't even know what a crimp was and what anything related to that challenge was.
How did the colors work?
Okay, so each color represents a different theme. Red is more like process-based, blue is more business-oriented, yellow is collaboration, and green is like innovation, new thinking.
Brandon, how did the diversity on your team help you guys solve the problem?
It was great. I was really happy that we were able to choose our team based on that diversity. So we had, you know, every color of the rainbow, you could say. And working throughout the 2 weeks, you could definitely tell that it was beneficial to have someone from every segment.
Yeah. So yeah. The big picture was stronger because
exactly.
of that.
Yep.
Salim, what did it feel like to have a major company like Lear come to you? You're a sophomore engineering yeah. student, undergrad engineering student, and say, we want to know what you think.
It was different. I mean, it's weird having a big company like that come up to a random student and ask for that much help. And it honestly felt great. It was a big confidence booster. I mean, speaking for myself, like I just switched from nursing and having a big company like that come to me and ask me for my help really made me believe that I could actually go further in engineering. And And it turns out after that summer, like, it really helped and it showed that.
Bob, how'd they do?
They did great. I mean, they ended up with 4 invention disclosures.
And what are those?
So within our company, anytime we have a new, we believe something's new or novel, we submit an invention disclosure in our system to check for that. So that's the first step in creating a patent. So there were 4 unique things that our teams had not come up with yet. So it was amazing.
That these undergrads came up with their fresh eyes, came up with 4 possible brand new
Absolutely.
Ideas.
Absolutely. And the beauty was it seemed so simple when they were done with it, but it was something we didn't see originally.
Can you give us any sense of just how helpful the solutions that these students came up with could be for Lear's bottom line, future growth?
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing is it obviously varies by vehicle content and vehicle size, but they were in the neighborhood of, I believe it was 10 to 15% weight reduction and a 20 to 30% size reduction, which is huge, not in the sense that it's eliminating that from the vehicle today, but like I said earlier, it kind of creates that room for that future growth. We're not getting more package size. So what they did is allow us to keep up with those market trends and stay ahead of them, actually, and the needs of our customers and the needs of the market.
What role do you feel, knowing how it all worked, that diversity played in giving this kind of success to these groups?
Oh, man, it was a huge role. I know the teams, these guys will probably tell you it was a struggle in the beginning because it caused some conflict within the team. They were getting frustrated with each other. But what it allowed them to do is stretch beyond just a simple solution. These guys are pretty process-oriented and pretty driven to get to a solution, and they probably wouldn't have gotten to the same place without other of their team members stretching them and saying, wait, is that right? Is that enough? And challenging them.
So these are skills that any American corporation would be very happy to have, I'm gathering, as far as being able to build that team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you don't have it, you're completely missing out on being able to keep up with the future.
Brandon and Salim, I want to know what you took away from this experience. Brandon, I'll start with you.
You know, it was great seeing Lear. They may not have the resources to pay a full-time engineer to go through all these crazy ideas. Them coming to us just to really research as university students, you know, we had the time and the interest checking out everything. It was, I would say, very beneficial for my education, kind of putting an idea on what I've been learning in school.
Getting it out of the classroom.
Yeah, exactly. Being able to apply it to something in real life.
Yeah. Celine, what about you?
And going beyond that, it's being in that environment surrounded by all those engineers, surrounded by all that equipment that we learned how to use. It really put us in an environment where we felt like engineers. We had a role as an engineer. We worked as a team. We gained lots of knowledge in working with a team because that's what engineers usually do. Time management was a big thing that we learned, and communication as well was really big. So the big takeaway was just we felt like engineers, and that's exciting to feel in the middle of our education.
Very motivating for our yeah. degrees.
So when we think about how happy Lear was with this Open Innovation Challenge, what do you guys think that you and other college students bring to a corporation like Lear?
Touching on what Bob said earlier, you know, we weren't told everything that they looked into and why it didn't work. So we didn't know why something wouldn't work, so we had to look into it and find for ourselves if that wouldn't work. So we're challenging Lear in that way.
Adding to that, many automotive companies right now are just doing what they've been doing for years and years and years. And having fresh minds like Brandon and I come in, it really changes the game and it gives a different outlook on what like we wanted to happen to a big company like Lear.
Bob, we've seen that this first innovation challenge was quite a success, as we hear from Brandon and Salim's stories. So you're happy to the point of doing it again. What are you looking for this year?
Well, I know my expectations are much bigger this year. So we've challenged the students this year a little broader topic around the idea of safety within an automotive vehicle. Went through some pitches last weekend. They were spectacular, and we're really looking forward to what the team will deliver this year. I mean, Sam and Brendan and their team set a pretty high bar, so we're expecting big things out of the teams this year.
You guys actually took your experience from the first challenge, and what'd you do this year with the second challenge?
Yeah, so coming back to the new teams, they actually doubled the size of the competition this year, so there were double the amount of teams. So we were able to kind of walk around and mentor and kind of coach students on, you know, when they were struggling, show them that we were struggling at that same point and that it still can turn successful.
Yeah, stress isn't necessarily always a bad thing. So we were trying to let other teams around us know that it's okay to be stressed, it's okay to have those moments, but always make it lead to a positive outcome.
What a great life lesson to learn in anything, right, Bob?
Absolutely.
Bob, what is the big takeaway for Lear as a company, particularly the idea of what would you tell other corporations about taking this approach?
Yeah, so I think there were a couple of takeaways. The biggest being is what we talked about earlier. They did give us yet another way to, you know, kind of lead the market and keep up with those market trends. But I think the more important piece, and probably maybe less obvious, is that we were connected to some really talented individuals, such as Brandon and Salim, as well as their teammates, that we believe are going to be capable of much bigger things in the future.
Good for resumes.
Yeah. They invested in us. Yeah.
Indeed. Bob Humphrey from Lear Corporation, Salim Maroof, who's a Wayne State University engineering student, and Brandon Dix, engineering student at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. Well, congratulations on proving with the first competition that it works. So you go ahead and do a second Lear Open Innovation Challenge. Thanks for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.